Hey, welcome to the Juice Bar Experts podcast, where we are going to give you tips, tools, strategies for launching a new juice bar or scaling and increasing the profitability and efficiency in your existing juice bar. I'm your host, Andrew McFarlane. For the last 10 years, I've been in the juice bar business, running my own juice bars, as well as helping hundreds of entrepreneurs all around the world launch successful juice businesses. So without further ado, let's get into it. Festivals, farmers markets, events. What are my thoughts on doing these kinds of things? And which should you focus on? Pros and cons? Should you avoid some of them? What are all the things to keep in mind as well as you're going through this process? I'm going to do a deep dive on all of this in this episode. We're going to talk about the specific elements in each scenario, things that you probably hadn't thought about, the different ways you can approach these experiences, and so much more. So stay tuned. I'm sure you're going to learn a lot, as per usual. And yeah, take notes if you want to, or just keep this episode and come back to it when you're ready. Let's talk first and foremost about festivals. Festivals, I kind of relate them to Las Vegas, because there are elements that are a gamble, depending on the festival, because you have indoor festivals, you have outdoor festivals. Most festivals you also have to pay for. And usually what happens if you are approached by or you approach a festival to be a vendor is they will usually have a site map. And the site map has different prices for different locations based on their desirability. And so my suggestion is always get the best location, just like you would for a storefront. Pay more money. It's worth it. The other thing that you have to think about with festivals is this the first year that the festival is running? Because if it is, a lot of times festival promoters might overpromise and they'll say, oh, there's going to be 10,000 people coming to this event or whatever the number is. But if they have no history of ticket sales, you want to take that information with a grain of salt and keep that in mind when you are assessing the level of risk when it comes to participating in this festival. The other thing, as I was mentioning earlier, is some festivals are inside and some festivals are outside. If a festival is outside, weather could be an issue. And we know that certain products sell better when the weather is hot than others. If it's rainy, people might be going to hot soups and teas. If it's hot outside, great. So you're going to want to assess the risk in the potential weather in an environment depending on what's going to happen. The reason that this is all important, because, and the reason I say that festivals are kind of like going to Vegas, is because there's so much prep that has to happen beforehand with a festival, meaning staff has to be hired, trained, and brought there. If you're going to do a high volume festival, you have to order a lot of ingredients. A lot of those ingredients could go bad if you don't do the number of sales. And so if you over prepare, you could be at a loss. And also, festivals do have technical issues. Sometimes power goes out. There's all kinds of things that happen at festivals that create a lot of volatility. But the upside potential, if a festival goes well, could be very substantial and significant. So I would suggest do not do a festival if the festival going poorly could destroy your business. If the festival going poorly will not damage your business and you could absorb that kind of loss. But if the festival goes well and it goes very well, it means that your business will do very well, then great. You have more what we call asymmetric risk. Your downside risk is not as detrimental as your positive potential. So I would say all in all, I am a fan of festivals, but I think it's important to prepare accordingly, ask the right questions, know what you're getting into, assess your risk, and walk into that situation, like all situations, with eyes wide open. Now let's talk about general events. This could be catering events. It could be some other random event that's not a festival, because you have festivals which tend to be much larger at scale. Events tend to be much smaller and organized by smaller scale individuals. Event promoters could be weddings and so forth. There are different scenarios by which events take place. There are the scenarios where someone might pay you ahead of time, which is kind of more similar to catering. And those are great situations. And then there are the events that you might be taking much of the risk on your end, and the event might be free, or maybe there's a small payment, but you're going to make all of your money through the sale of your product. Similar thing to be aware of as a festival, because really events are just really smaller style kinds of festivals, and they might be for a day, half a day, whatever else it is. The important thing is to always do your projections correctly. Make sure that, or I should, when I say correctly, it's not that there is an exact way to tell the future, but you want to assess your goals, your risks, and also your circumstance. Because one of the things for us when we were doing events and we had multiple storefronts, if we didn't sell juices at the event, well, good news. We could bring it back to our store and sell it over the next couple of days while it was still fresh. If you don't have a storefront and you're doing events, well, then there might be more of a risk of spoilage. So take this into consideration, and maybe that means you might focus on items that are strictly frozen that you can make on the spot, or depending on what the setup is, because the other risk a lot of times with events, and I should say consideration less than risk, is they might not be set up with commercial kitchens, in which case your health department might not approve you actually making products there. So then you have to prepare things ahead of time, similar to a farmer's market, which we can transition to and talk about a bit more now. In general, I'm a huge fan of farmer's markets. They're great. There's really not much, if any, downside other than, as I was mentioning before, if you don't have a storefront, the risk of spoilage. But farmer's markets are great because people love purchasing healthy products when they're there. A lot of farmer's markets throughout the last number of years, 5, 10 years and more, have gotten very popular because people want to feel like and get healthier, feel like they're purchasing things that are closer to home. And it's just the perfect demographic for this kind of product. If you guys are doing them now, I'm sure you can see this. And if you're not and you're aspiring to get into farmers markets, do it, because there's lots of money to be made there and just beautiful connections and relationships to help your business grow and thrive. And there's really not much to be said on the downside. Take advantage of the relationships that you're building with other farmers that are there. Everything about it's beautiful. There's obviously high demand. Sometimes it can be a bit difficult. And that is the only challenge, is how to get into a farmer's market if the farmer's market is saturated. And a lot of times they have waiting lists, and you would have to show where you're producing the product at a commercial kitchen or a certified kitchen. Overall, it's something that I highly recommend, so do it. Those are the key insights, kind of quick overview for today. Hopefully this gave you a bit more to think about when it comes to these situations. If you are thinking about starting a juice business, or you already started your business and you're looking to take it to the next level, you know where to find me, andrew@starterjuicebar.com. Sending you all my love, wishing you a lot of success. Follow us on Instagram, @starterjuicebar. We have exclusive content, exclusive giveaways that we only release and share there. And we also have a YouTube channel, if you didn't know. Starter Juice Bar, easy to find. All right. Talk to you all very soon. Take care.